The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
There is a lot in the news, a lot that's going to affect your family pocketbook. And that's why we're here today. Thank you for tuning in. And this is Faith and Retirement. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tom. How about you?
Great. Good to see you.
Finally got some rain here in Tennessee, and now we're finally getting some sunshine as well.
Oh, good. So it was rain. It was nice rain. It wasn't torrential, damaging rain.
It wasn't. No, we didn't get the effects from the hurricane too much. Very devastating. We should be in prayer for people all over the country, especially in the Asheville, North Carolina area, and just all around, just the devastation. It's horrific.
Yes. Yeah. And praying is exactly right. That is what we want to encourage our listeners to do. And so keep our nation in prayer as it heads toward an election. Jay, now that you've had some time to reflect on the latest Fed interest rate cuts, what impact do you see this having on the markets and on the pocketbooks of our listeners over the next several months?
Yeah, Tom, as I mentioned before, I think the Fed was really behind the curve on this interest rate cut. The unemployment and economic numbers, if you've been paying attention, have been trending downwards. Most of the world was already slashing rates due to those economic concerns.
Right.
And with the cuts that happened, now there are 37 central banks that have cut rates over the last 3 months. So 37, and just think about it, the U.S. is late to the party, and that's the most rate cuts since 2020. And more than any other period since the global financial crisis back in 2008-09. And the only three central banks currently raising rates, Brazil, Japan, and Russia. And stocks and interest rates, you know, for our listeners, usually have an inverse relationship. So stock market returns are lowest when rates are highest. And lower interest rates really help the economy. And you got to think big picture, right? When the Fed starts changing rates, it has a ripple effect throughout the broader economy, affecting both stocks, bond markets in many different ways. And the lower rates really make borrowing money cheaper, and that encourages consumer and business spending and investment, and that can boost stock prices. And right now, I'm seeing some tremendous investment opportunities as rates fall. You know, tech stocks are looking more attractive, infrastructure and building projects, bonds look more attractive as bond prices rise as rates fall, and small cap opportunities, real estate, dividend stocks. We are seeing some fantastic opportunities at Faith Investor Services. It's a great time. If you haven't had your portfolio reviewed from an ethical and financial perspective, now is a great time to see if your money lines up with your faith and values and you're properly positioned for these current markets.
I'm so glad you said that, Jay. That's exactly right. We want our listeners to take advantage of our free offers today. And one of them is to call Jay and just have that free portfolio screen. You know, this dichotomy happens every day. Now, John is pro-life, but he's investing in companies that make abortion drugs. And it just shouldn't be that way. Martha writes a check each year to a gambling recovery ministry, but she owns stocks in casinos, unknowingly. Dave fights against explicit entertainment. He's on church committees, yet he owns companies making and distributing pornography through his retirement investments. So if you want to make sure that you have a clean portfolio, you can screen and clean your investment, give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. One of our free offers today. Jay, we've been seeing a lot of headlines, and you and I email back and forth with more and more corporations seem to be abandoning this DEI initiative, like diversity, equity, inclusion. And a lot of this change of heart's really been from consumer and shareholder backlash. It's been interesting. Do you see this trend continuing, and how does this impact Christian investors?
Yeah, as Christian investors, we should really examine not only how much we're making, right, the bottom line, The parable of the talents really calls us to multiply what God has entrusted to us, but we also must care about the source of those profits. And I think Luke 16 is very clear on that. He who's faithful in very little is faithful also in much, and he who is dishonest in very little is dishonest also in much. And we're called to honor the Lord, and investing is a great way to live out our faith. And the DEI initiatives that we've seen are really rooted in critical theory and critical race theory based on what society deems as acceptable. And you have these far left woke groups pushing agendas that create division. If you don't accept our point of view, you're racist, sexist, homophobic, bigoted, etc. And that's why it's important to use your voice and your money to make a difference in this world. There's a quote, and it's famous. It says, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." And that's why, as Christians, we need to really stand for our beliefs. Doesn't mean we have to be violent, doesn't mean we have to be, you know, obnoxious about it, but we can't remain silent. We need to push back and say, enough's enough. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing companies abandoning these policies because their consumers, their shareholders are getting in their face saying, enough is enough. This does not represent our values. Please turn away from this, or we're going to not buy your products. We're not going to buy your stock. And that's what we as Christians are called to do, is really be light in this world, to bring light to the darkness. And that's why at Faith Investor, we take a biblical approach to investing. We want to screen out, make sure we don't have exposure to things like abortion and pornography and these woke companies and countries persecuting Christians, human trafficking, on and on and on. We want to make sure that our portfolios line up with our faith and values.
Yeah, it's interesting marketing too. I don't understand why companies are willing to alienate half the country unnecessarily, but that's a topic for another day. Jay, you know, in the past, we've talked about this thing called the misery index. The misery index used to be at least a measurement, a correlation between higher prices and wage increases and unemployment. We don't have to get technical about it, but where are we headed? And even if inflation cooled down, is there an after effect?
Yeah. So if we look at, first of all, you know, a lot of inflation and spending and so forth really come from the employment market. And the U.S. unemployment numbers, you know, have been climbing. The unemployment rate is up from start of the year at 3.7%, and now it's at 4.2% today. And while we're not in a recession right now, a continued rise in unemployment could get us there. And that's where the misery index will come in, when we've got lots and lots of people unemployed. And for now, the stock market's really brushing off any concerns of a recession. In fact, recently, the market's hit 42 all-time highs. Investors often get complacent and really ignore the potential of a recession. One of the indicators I like to watch, Tom, is something called the Conference Board Employment Trends Index. And it tracks really the number of employed people in the United States. And when the number is rising, more people are gaining employment. When it starts to fall, the job environment is getting tighter. And the index tends to turn lower before recessions. And I'm a student of the markets. I love to study history. They say that history doesn't always repeat itself, but it does rhyme. There's a lot of similarities. Humans are, you know, just creatures of habit. So we repeat a lot of the same mistakes. And one of the things I pay attention to is the 10-month moving average of employment. Because usually when the employment markets fall below that 10-month moving average, recessions tend to follow. And since 1973, stocks tend to struggle when recessions hit. So it's very important to really be able to gauge where are we. And the things that I like to see, so we take that 10-month moving average, and there really are four scenarios that could play out. You have good employment, good stock market. You'd think that would be the best returns for the market, but it actually isn't. The best returns for the market is actually when you have rising employment, but you had a stock market that kind of trended down. It kind of hit a bottom, and now it's ready for the next bull market. So in those types of markets, historically, you get about 16.5% return. The first scenario, where you have good employment, good stock market, it's only about 10%. But here's where you see things get really dicey, is when you start seeing the third and fourth scenario. The third scenario is where you have downtrending employment and you have an up stock market. That's where we are right now, Tom. Historically, the returns in that type of market are only about 6% per year, far below average. And that's where we're at right now. And the thing that I'm really watching is that we don't get to scenario four, which is where you have a downtrending downtrending employment market and a downtrending stock market, that's when you tend to average negative returns, about negative 1% in those sorts of scenarios. And that's where most of the crashes happen, in that fourth scenario where you've got downtrending employment, downtrending stock market, things get very dicey. So you want an active manager in this type of market, someone that's paying attention to this type of scenario, watching these, making sure we can play both offense and defense at Faith Investor Services. When times are great, we're going to put pedal to the metal, get you in some great growth opportunities. But when things start to get dicey, we're going to use tactical management, get more to safety, more gold and silver, more cash, more things that can hold up in a down market. That's called playing defense. And that's what we're watching right now. Are we going to go from the third scenario to the fourth scenario and need to protect our clients? That's what we're watching very closely.
It sounds like a good time to get some expert wisdom on your finances. And Jay is available to you to do that at 800-270-7310. I can't imagine anybody more accessible to the average listener nationwide than Jay is, and he does serve people in all 50 states. And if you want to send an email directly to Jay, you can do that at the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. And just to echo what you said, one of the headlines I saw this week was warning signs for a possible U.S. recession. And Israel's war in Gaza has expanded into Lebanon, and all kinds of headlines that are affecting our listeners' family finances. We're going to be back more with more with Jay in just a moment. And we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. Be back right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
It's been an eventful quarter with plenty of news to give investors some anxiety. Just to recap, all kinds of things are going on. The Magnificent Seven stocks kind of stumbled, but also the oil price fell as much as 26%. And there are a lot of dynamic trends in the market. What are some of the other trends you've been seeing for the rest of fourth quarter 2024 and as we head into the first 3 months of 2025?
Yeah, Tom, it's been a rocky ride for the stock market the last few months, and September was no different from, it's kind of par for the course there. But thankfully, September ended on a positive note with all of the major indices finishing the quarter at or near their all-time highs. As I mentioned earlier, we had 42 times at the market. The S&P closed at a record high. We have the Fed cutting interest rates. But as we get into October here, we're starting to see things getting off to a rough start. We've had a few big surprises here to start October. We've got a potential shutdown that's already starting here with a labor strike at the ports all across the country.
Right.
The walkout officially started, and that could last a while. If that does, that could shut down the supply chain. You mentioned earlier in the show, could inflation rear its ugly head? Well, certainly if the supply chain gets interrupted again, that could lead to higher prices and shortages and things of that nature. So we're watching that very closely. The second thing is there's been horrific manufacturing reports that have come out. The PMI, which and the ISM, which are the Institute for Supply Management, and they have a manufacturing index. It's been at contraction levels for quite some time, and we're continuing to see that these numbers are getting worse and worse with just manufacturing. And then the S&P, though, is kind of holding its own. It's up over 20% this year. And we still think that there's going to be some great opportunities for the right stocks, the right companies, the ones that we own at Faith Investor Services, we think are poised for a strong fourth quarter. And it's not just the S&P that's doing well this year. Gold, I think, will continue to surge. It does well when you see a lot of turbulence, like we're seeing. There was missile shot at Israel again. That's getting to higher oil prices and also a flock to safety. And that's where gold and silver come in mind when you're looking for safety. And then also smaller companies are doing better here now that interest rates are coming down. So we're seeing a lot of opportunities, not only in stocks, gold, smaller companies. And then in our market leadership, we're focused on the top 10% of the universe. We're looking at about 300 companies on a daily basis trying to find the best opportunities. We found some great companies, and we think that they're going to have a fantastic end of the year and also great 2025. And if people want to get their portfolio reviewed, if they want to have it looked at from a ethical and financial perspective, make sure it's in line with their biblical faith, make sure it's in line with their values, they can go to faithandretirement.com and get that free portfolio screening and review.
Very good. And you can begin today with a family decision to align your faith and moral beliefs with your investments. And again, that's faithandretirement.com. And you could download your free book today. Yeah, one of the biggest headlines, as you mentioned, was the labor problems, the strike at the ports in the eastern United States and the South. George Carlin, the comedian, once said, dock workers are walking off the job. Rescue efforts are continuing. And so that always made me smile. Jay, you may have heard that there is an election coming up soon. And
oh, is there?
Yeah. With the elections coming up, we have the stock market and gold both at all-time highs. I was surprised by that. Is that surprising to you? Is it unusual? And what are the ramifications of that for our listeners?
Yeah, so it is a little unusual. I mean, gold tends to be great during crises, and we're seeing tensions in the Middle East. It's also great during inflationary periods. We've seen that, and that's why gold has been doing so well. A lot of concerns about debt around the world, you know, both at the corporate level and more particularly at the country level. You look at the U.S. debt situation. So gold has really been rallying, which is not surprising. The fact that stocks have been little surprising, but there are still a lot of opportunities in the market. Really, our listeners should really be focused on protecting their portfolios as we head into the elections. Warren Buffett once said that rule number one is to never lose money, and rule number two was to never forget rule number one. Seems like simple advice, but people tend to overlook this, and really drawdowns in a portfolio can be very devastating. I've been doing this for about 28 years, and I've seen some people really run out of money prior to meeting me, and a lot of it had to do with not having a loss mitigation plan. Now, think about this, Tom. If you had a 75% loss, you would need a 300% gain just to get back to even. Wow. Even a 50% loss, you need 100% gain. A 40% loss, you're going to need a 67% gain to get back to break even. Even a 30% loss, you need 43%. But if you can keep your losses small, say a 10% loss, you only need an 11% gain to get back to even. So having a loss mitigation and keeping those losses small is really important. So as we head into the elections, that would be one thing that we can help people, help our listeners with, establishing a maximum loss plan, looking at tactical asset allocation. At Faith Investor, we believe in offense, defense. There are times to be off on offense and times to be on defense. As we head into the elections, it's a time to be a little more cautious. We also want to make sure that people are properly diversified. They've got a good strategy with stocks, bonds, some precious metals, some commodities. That can really help to buffer the ups and downs in the market. And then really looking at our clients and our listeners' time horizon. A lot of people really are close to retirement or just retired. That's really when you want to be protecting and making sure you don't have these maximum or big drawdowns. And that's what we can help people with. If they want to have their portfolio reviewed, they can go to faithandretirement.com, and we'll do that absolutely free for them.
Very good. And don't forget that you can reach out to Jay by phone. And in fact, they have a live phone answer wherever you are within the sound of my voice right now. 800-270-7310. And say, hey, we'd just like to have a chat with you and talk about our family finances. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. Faithandretirement.com with Jay Peroni. And Jay, many of our listeners are either getting ready to retire or recently retired. We often talk about guaranteed income for life here. But what does that look like for our listeners when they set it up with you? How do you structure it?
So we specialize, Tom, in helping people to retire and stay retired. That's really what it's about. And we use a program called Retirement Analyzer, and how this works, I love to give real life examples. We recently had a woman call us from Illinois. She's getting ready to retire in the next few months. She saved quite a bit. And we went over her income, her expenses, her assets, and we mapped out what her retirement will actually look like. We use a three-bucket system. We looked at her Social Security. We looked at creating a secure retirement, some guaranteed income for life, and then growth to get ahead of inflation and taxes. And that second bucket that you had talked about, the guaranteed income for life, unfortunately, pensions have gone the way of the dinosaur, right? Very few people have them unless you work for a government or you're a teacher. Very few people, less than 30% of the population now has a pension of those who are working. And we still see folks getting a lump sum if they did have a pension. Mm-hmm. And then we often create private pensions that are often better than what their pension would have been. So we can do that analysis for them, go through their retirement, look at, okay, how much have you saved? How much should be allocated toward that secure guaranteed income for life? How much should be in the growth bucket to get ahead of inflation and taxes? So we really can help you map out and create that retirement analyzer. And if someone is within a year or two of retirement or just retired, that's a great time to really get that analysis to make sure, are you heading in the right direction? Does your portfolio line up with your faith and values? Are you paying too much in fees? Are you taking too much risk, not enough risk? These are the things that we're going to answer and stress test their situation. Just like when you go to the doctor, you're going to get your blood taken, your blood pressure. They're going to look at, are you in good shape or bad shape from a physical perspective? We're going to look at that from a financial perspective. Are you ready to retire? What are some challenges you could face? And more importantly, how do you make sure that we minimize those problems? Things like inflation, taxes. What if you need long-term care? What if you run out of money too soon? Those are the things that I've helped people with for the last 28 years. And really, I can provide some guidance and biblical counsel to make sure people are making wise decisions as they head into retirement.
We are just in our last couple of minutes here, Jay. So what do you generally recommend? We've talked a lot about money in motion for a family that gets a big windfall, like an inheritance. And is that a good reason to seek out some professional wisdom from a fiduciary like you?
It is, yeah. And we find when people come into money, if they don't have good habits, they're going to spend right through it. Think about all the music stars and all the celebrities and even people that win the lottery. And most often, they have the same habits. They're making bad mistakes with little money, then they make it with larger dollars. So when you come into money, it's a great time to talk with a financial advisor, someone that's on the same page as you from a faith and values perspective. Let's go through, let's create a plan so you don't spend through and burn through that money very quickly. And that's a great time as you have a life change, whether you're changing jobs or maybe you're retiring or maybe you're selling a business or selling property and you've got this windfall of money, you inherited it, whatever it may be. It's a great time to talk with a financial planner because they can create a roadmap to make sure that you're not spending too much, that you're looking at the future, you've got emergency funds, paying off some debt, and really creating a solid biblical financial plan.
Well, thank you so much, Jay. And listeners, thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You know, we do pray for you, for your family finances. We really do. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him, 2 Chronicles 6 says, 16. We are so glad that you joined us today. Reach out to Jay. And by the way, do you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge, no obligation? Then pick up the phone and call him at 800-270-7310. The website is faithinretirement.com. Send Jay an email if that's more your style at the letter J. Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. And be sure to tell a friend about this outreach ministry. We appreciate that, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions. 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.